If you're looking for bushmeat in Cameroon's capital city, Yaoundé, head for the Nkoldongo market. Here they sell snakes as tall as me, striped civets, antelopes, and porcupines with spiky fur, and lots of different kinds of monkeys. A woman named Natasha sells smoked antelope by the piece. I ask her where she gets her meat.
There are people who come and sell it to us. They just come from the bush. I don't know where they come from.
Natasha doesn't even always know if those animals are protected species. But she's not in a position to judge, because whatever the origins of her bushmeat, it's illegal to sell it without a permit. And Natasha doesn't have one.
I'm waiting for the day when I might have a problem with the authorities.
It's not like she's hiding, though. She's been perched on the same corner for the last 6 months, next to a woman who sells squiggly fat palm larvae. But she has yet to be accosted by anyone. Natasha's antelope meat might have come from a place like this, a protected area in the foothills of Mount Cameroon near the Gulf of Guinea. Mountain guide John Ngomba tells visitors that they should see elephants and gorillas and herds of antelope here. But he says you could also see hunters.
One time it happens to me that I go to the mountain and I saw a hunter with two antelope, but it was impossible to carry them. So he decided to slaughter them and then dry them, because it was too heavy to him to carry them.
And Goldman says his tour group was not happy to see antelope being slaughtered and smoked right there in the wild. And he says the hunters make his job harder by scaring off the animals they don't kill.
When the animals, they saw people, they go very far because they know they are to kill them.
The World Wildlife Fund estimates that bush hunters kill over 1 million tons of wild game per year across Central Africa, and that doesn't include animals killed for skins, tusks, or other body parts, or animals that dealers smuggle out of the forest alive. Cameroon does regulate hunting. It's illegal to kill an endangered species or hunt in national parks. There are limits on the number of other animals you can catch at any one time, and on the types of weapons you can use. But critics say there's one problem.
It's not well regulated.
It's not well regulated, says Germain Nkandjoui. He runs the Cameroon office of the wildlife trade monitoring group Traffic, and he tells an old and common story. Good laws,
but there's weaknesses in law enforcement.
And Nkandjoui says the fact that you can sometimes find endangered species like gorillas at local markets proves that something isn't working. In 2009, his organization found that hunting in Cameroon is sometimes twice the sustainable level. Not surprisingly, people responsible for enforcing Cameroon's laws describe things a bit differently. Philip Tabitako Eta is Cameroon's director of wildlife.
I think with the available resources that we have, we are doing quite well.
From his office in downtown Yaoundé, Tabitako Eta says that the government is using its limited resources to try to crack down on illegal hunting. He says field staff throughout the country work with conservationists and villagers in what he calls a war on poachers.
The war is on. We will not say the poachers are winning or that we are winning, but I think a war is never won on one battle. Today, they might have a battle which the poachers win, and tomorrow we might defeat them in other battles.
No one is more aware of that ebb and flow than Desiree Fogekum. He works for the World Wildlife Fund's office near Kompomaan National Park in southern Cameroon. The park's more than 1,000 square miles of forest is home to protected species including elephants, hippos, and gorillas. But hunting pressure is high. And Fogekum says swings in the park's budget have made it hard to sustain anti-poaching efforts.
When anti-poaching activity is going on the park on a regular basis, poaching activities reduce. When there is a lack of the budget, poaching activity will increase tremendously.
At a local bus station, Kompomaan park ranger Raphael Fuda is just back from an anti-poaching campaign. Fuda says these patrols are having an impact despite the budget problems. Until they began, he says, local people would hunt when and where they wanted to.
At the beginning, everyone was poaching without knowing what they were doing. It was just to live. With the patrols, we've tried to get people to understand many things about conservation. At some point, many people understood our goal and joined in. Others rebelled and stayed poachers, so we continue to pursue them so that they, too, come to understand.
But Fuda says it's not just the local hunters the rangers have to worry about. He says people are crossing the border from Equatorial Guinea, and others are coming in to supply food for workers at nearby logging camps and rubber and palm plantations. Fuda might be talking about people like Jano Mbesolo, who I met after he'd been picked up for hunting in Campo Mountain Park. Mbesolo is a small man, impossibly skinny, with torn and dirty clothes. At first, Mbesolo told me the rifle he was carrying wasn't his. He just happened to be holding it, along with a couple of cartridges. Then he looked up with tired eyes and said yes, he was hunting in the park, but only because he wanted to get something special for his mother-in-law. Then he changed his story again and told me he was hunting to pay for his kid's school fees.
I'm truly sorry. I'm sorry if I broke the law. I just went to look for rats.
Oh, and a parakeet. Mbesolo admitted he tried to shoot one of those too, for dinner. It's hard to tell which story is true. What certainly is true is that thousands of Cameroonians like Mbesolo make money any way they can. That's why park ranger Rafael Fuda is under no illusions that the anti-poaching efforts alone will solve the problem, however well funded. He says people also need some other way to make a living. Organizations have started working on just that elsewhere in Cameroon, promoting alternative livelihoods like beekeeping and farming. But here in the Kampala region, Fuda says, people have grown tired of waiting.
People are leaving for the forest again, and it's really a problem today. On the whole, I'll tell you that the hunting pressure is again very heavy in the park. And for me, that's really troubling.
For the world, I'm Jory Lewis, Campo, Cameroon.